Welcome to the Divine Enlightenment. The power is in your hands. Through unifying your friends, family, and loved ones with love, joy, and light, I am your host, Rose Perry. I'm on a journey with you and give you permission to take your power back, to spread love and joy that is in your heart. So are you ready to get this done? The world needs you to show up for yourself. Show up for the little girl inside of you. This is a journey of self-discovery, learning your worth, being loved, knowing you matter, and learning how uniquely powerful you are. It's time to show up, lean in, put the power back in your hands. You got this. So let's do this together, one moment at a time. Good day, good day. I am your host, Rose Perry, the Love Organizer. Don't believe everything you think about yourself. You're going to want to hear something about this topic today. I want to take a moment to acknowledge you, to acknowledge that you have endless choices of where you get to be, which podcast and teacher you hang out with, and where you spend your time. I just want you to know that I am incredibly grateful for you for taking this time to share it with me today. I don't ever want to take you or your time for granted. I want you to know I do this podcast for you to give you inspiration and mindfulness, self-love. In today's episode, we'll be talking about abundant mindset. The topic is, what is a mindset and why does it matter? There isn't a person anywhere who isn't capable of doing more than she thinks she can. That's a quote Henry Ford said. How often have you heard someone say to you to open your mind, or that someone has a closed mind about something? Most people have heard or said this at some point in their life. Your mindset about specific issues and life itself is often set in certain ways as you age. If you aren't clear on what a mindset is or why mindset matters, you won't know what you need to do to change, to grow. In today's topic, we'll learn what mindset is and why it matters to your success in life. Your mindset determines what you experience and the ideas you are open to. Your mindset sets your success in life, love, joy, and business. Your mindset can be fixed in some ways about certain situations and ideas. You might have growth mindset that allows you to grow as a person and live a happier life. Mindset, according to the Stanford University psychology Clark Dworkin, is the view you adopt, which determines how you live your life, you see the world, and how you make decisions. In other words, it is your perspective or your view on the world. It's your belief about your ability and your qualities that form how you do things, to see things. It's your normal attitude or mental state. Think about your strengths or talents. Are you musically inclined? Are you wise or intuitive? Are you empathic or sensitive? Are you creative? How you answer these questions defines your mindset and provides clues as to how to view the world and yourself. Your mindset shapes your reality and your perspectives of what you can do and what's out of reach for you. Your mindset can be love, joy, optimistic, negativity, or maybe a mixture of both. Your mindset can be that of a person with a sunny outlook on life. An athlete focuses on success. A business owner methodically thinks their way through. There are different ways, different types of mindsets as well. The fixed mindset and the growth mindset are the two main ones that will determine how you see things. Those are the ones we're going to focus on today. You might have a social mindset, a fear mindset, a lazy or even mind envy mindset. You may have a loving, joyful, abundance mindset. Maybe you have a business mindset, a follower mindset, or a dreamer mindset. You can propose a creative mindset, a confident mindset, or have a gratitude mindset. Your mindset might be one of the great or greed or even angry. You have different mindsets about different areas of your life. Sometimes your mindset can get a little cluttered and you can overthink things. Why mindset matters. The mindset plays a significant role in how you cope with challenges. When you were in school, if you had an open or growth mindset, it helped you achieve more and learn by putting in more effort. Your mindset can determine how resilient or persistent you are, how much love and joy you have in your life. Your mindset determines how successful you will be in every area of your life. For example, someone with a growth mindset is much more likely to succeed because they are driven and believe to allow to aim big, to be better. Those with a closed, fixed mindset become stagnant, lacking motivation to achieve more than that they really have or they really want. Your mindset is the focus behind whether you thrive or avoid challenges. How you view failure, setbacks, how you perceive towards your goals. You can change your mindset when you realize it's keeping you stuck. So are you ready to change your mindset, to take a journey with me, to spread love and joy into the hearts of everyone you meet, and to give yourself permission, to give the little girl inside of you permission to have love and joy? So let's give yourself permission to change your mindset. Can you do this? Say out loud, I give myself permission to change my mindset. Yes, I give myself permission to change my mindset, to be more positive, loving, and joyful towards myself and those around me. I want to challenge you today to take one step, just one step today, and embrace the little girl inside of you and tell her you love her. I mean, really love her. Here's an exercise. Stand in front of a mirror. Look directly into your eyes in the mirror, only your eyes, and say out loud, I love you. Once you've said out loud, I love you, then give yourself a big hug. Wrap your arms around yourself. It sounds easy. It is easy. If you love yourself and you love the little girl inside of you. So great job. You showed up for the little girl inside you. You're putting the power back in your hands. You're showing love and joy to yourself and those around you. Are you subscribed to my podcast? If not, I want to encourage you to get your sexy ass in there and do that today. I don't want you to miss an episode. If you have any comments or suggestions for a show topic, just drop me a line at Rose, R-O-S-E, at the Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, Enlightenment, E-N-L-I-G-H-T-E-N-M-E-N-T.com. Again, it's Rose at the Divine Enlightenment.com. While you are feeling the love for the Divine Enlightenment podcast, I'd be so grateful if you would leave me a review on your podcast hosting site. This will help other listeners to find me. Also, tell your friends and your coworkers about me. All right, beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, the Divine Enlightenment airs on Sunday mornings. Remember, the power is in your hands. Create your own impact and change the world one mindful moment, one mindful thought at a time.